Judging from this historical experience, I would guess that, though we shall find beauty in the final laws of nature, we will find no special status for life or intelligence. A fortiori, we will find no standards of value or morality. And so, we will find no hint of any God who cares about such things. We may find these things elsewhere, but not in the laws of nature. I have to admit that sometimes nature seems more beautiful than strictly necessary. Outside the window of my home office is a hackberry tree, visited frequently by a convocation of politic birds, blue jays, yellow-throated vireos, and, loveliest of all, an occasional red cardinal. Although I understand pretty well how brightly colored feathers evolve out of a competition for mates, it is almost irresistible to imagine that all this beauty was somehow laid on for our benefit. But the god of birds and trees would have to be also the god of birth defects and cancer. Religious people have grappled for millennia with the theodicy, the problem posed by the existence of suffering in a world that is supposed to be ruled by a good god. They have found ingenious solutions in terms of various supposed divine plans. I will not try to argue with these solutions, much less to add one more of my own. Remembrance of the Holocaust leaves me unsympathetic to attempts to justify the ways of God to man. If there is a God that has special plans for humans, then he has taken very great pains to hide his concern for us. To me, it would seem impolite, if not impious, to bother such a God with our prayers. Not all scientists would agree with my bleak view of the final laws. I do not know of anyone who maintains implicitly that there is scientific evidence of a divine being, but several scientists do argue for a special status in nature, for intelligent life. Of course, everyone knows that as a practical matter, biology and psychology have to be studied in their own terms, not in terms of elementary particle physics. But that is not a sign of any special status for life or intelligence. The same is true of chemistry and hydrodynamics. If, on the other hand, we found some special role for intelligent life in the final laws, at the point of convergence of the arrows of explanation, we might well conclude that the Creator, who established these laws, was in some way specially interested in us. John Wheeler is impressed by the fact that according to the standard Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, a physical system cannot be said to have any definite values for quantities like position or energy or momentum until these quantities are measured by some observer's apparatus. For Wheeler, some sort of intelligent life is required in order to give meaning to quantum mechanics.